Hey Shelby.
Hey Nick.
We've been together, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
And you've got to know me a lot.
A little.
Would you say, when it comes to knees, would you say your favorite is that knee or this knee?
I
This is stranger still. Everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of
Stranger Still.
What do we do on this show?
Sit and talk just for me to listen to.
No, what's our slogan? You've listened to every episode. You should know by now.
Have I?
I
or
hate
have I
you.
Just said that I listen to every episode?
This is a show where we answer the questions you never question to ask. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm Shelby Wood.
And John had to go out on another last-minute family emergency, and he is legitimately bummed because he's like, oh, I just wanted to get back in there and record something, but then more stuff came up, such as life.
I think he just secretly hates you and doesn't want to come over our house anymore.
That's fine. He's like, it smells like diapers all the time. You might have heard already, but in the background, since it is me and Shelby, or Shelby and I, we also have our daughter in the room because someone's got to watch her. So she's hitting the door and picking up princess dolls and walking around. You might hear her a little bit, so just deal with it, okay? Speaking of our daughter, what's her name?
Aurora?
Yeah, like the?
Northern Lights?
Well, also, the transition I wanted was like a Disney princess. Boom!
Yeah, but everybody says she's named after a Disney princess, but we named her after the Northern Lights, but
actually,
I'm okay with the princess.
If you
too.
Want to go deeper, we named her Aurora because we like the name Rory, and we wanted that to be her nickname, so we decided on Aurora and then shortened it down to Rory. It wasn't after the princess, as many people believe, though. Let's just get that out of the way.
But we do like Disney.
But we do like Disney, which is why I brought you in here today, because you're the resident Disney expert right now.
Yeah.
Of our house.
Of our house.
Of our house. Actually, I don't even know if that's true. I might know more than you, but
I highly doubt that. I did a lot of research before I went to Disney World, and
yeah.
I was a little obsessed there for a while
but
before
I really
and after Disney
love,
World.
I really love animation, so I know a lot about animation.
Yeah, but I like Disney princesses and Disney movies.
Fair enough. We're not going to talk about any of that today. We are going to talk about Disney, and the question that I wanted to explore today was, is Disney cryogenically frozen?
No.
Well, okay.
End of episode.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Stranger Still. I'm still Nick.
You should probably go a little
okay.
bit more.
Okay, fine. I think we've all heard this myth. I first heard about it, I think, from Futurama. Like, there's an episode where they bring back Frozen Disney or something. I could be misremembering that.
I didn't watch Futurama. But
you should have. It's a good show.
I mean, might have done, like, one or two, like, kind of channel flipping episodes, but
I think they're all on Netflix. You should watch them. They're good.
I got other stuff to watch on Netflix.
That's true. That's fair.
Especially all the new Disney stuff coming to Netflix.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're not going to shut up about Disney. Let's also get this out of the way. We've long considered how much money we've dumped into the Disney company.
So
and
much.
It's stupid. Right now,
I don't want to think about it. It's so bad.
Like, Shelby's wearing a Beauty and the Beast shirt. My daughter has Mickey diapers, and she's playing with Disney Barbies, Princess Barbies. We have
the Disney Infinity sucked us dry.
We have almost all the Disney Infinity figures, all the ones that matter anyway.
Yeah, if you go in pretty much any room in our house, there's at least two Disney things.
Yeah. Trying to look around my room.
Oh, how many movies do we have that's
Disney?
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. Which is why I say we're both resident house experts on Disney. So I have gone long off topic here. Let's get back to if Disney's cryogenically frozen.
I think
frozen.
We're going to get off topic a lot
That's
with
true.
Disney stuff. There's a lot to explore.
It's hard not to do. Disney is a huge guy. Not physically, just
I don't know. Maybe. Could have been.
Let's find out how tall he is now.
All those pictures could have been photoshopped.
Hang on. I gotta figure out how tall he was. Or is.
Well, if he's just a head right now, I bet he's only like a foot tall.
I think his whole body was.
Was it a whole body? I thought it was just his head.
I think you're getting it confused with Futurama.
Probably.
He's 5'10", so he's 2 inches taller than us. So he wasn't that big. Wow, back on topic. So the myth. The myth is that Disney was diagnosed with lung cancer and was given 6 months to 2 years to live. That's not part of the myth. That's the reality. But he mysteriously died a month later. My baby's stuck under the table. Come here.
Oh.
She found Yoda's cane. That's another Disney thing. I have a Yoda statue that my good friend Jacob gave me, and it came with a cane and a lightsaber, and she found the cane.
And decorated it with beads.
And decorated it with beads. Anyway, that mysterious death was actually him being frozen and placed under the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland until a cure for lung cancer could be found.
Which is so stupid on so many levels. Like, I have so many problems with that.
Yeah, we'll get to that, because I have some problems with it, too. So I thought about talking about Disney's life for a while, but I feel like everyone already has a clear understanding.
Like a good, broad overview.
Yeah. I feel like everyone kind of has an idea of who he was, or is. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You weren't listening.
A little distracted.
Yeah, so we're going to do a brief history lesson here of Walt Disney. He was born in 1901. He loved to draw ever since he was a kid. He grew up on a farm in Chicago, Illinois. He was a patriot, tried to join the military at the age of 16, but he couldn't, so he joined the Red Cross instead and went overseas to drive an ambulance to support the war efforts that way. When he came back, he tried his hand at advertising animations. This was around 1920. Oh, I should also say my goal of this episode is to make you learn something about Disney. Because when we were starting, I was like, you ready to learn about Disney? You're like, I don't think there's a lot to learn. Did you know that he joined the Red Cross?
Yeah.
Okay. So in 1920, he tried his hand at advertising animations. And in 1923, he left for Hollywood and started making cartoons in his uncle's garage. You knew all that?
Yeah.
Gosh dang it.
Because everybody thought it wouldn't last and that he wasn't very good.
Yeah, it gets harder from there. Eventually, he came up with Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, but his big hit was Mickey Mouse in 1928.
But it wasn't called Mickey Mouse.
What was it called?
Steamboat Willie.
Well, Mickey's original name was Mortimer. Oh. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Nope. I didn't know that. There you go.
There you go. You learned something new. And I wasn't even in my notes. I just knew that. That was 1928. In 1937, he set out to make his first feature-length film, which everyone thought would end his career. Like, they thought he would go bankrupt. Do you remember what that movie was?
Nope.
What? We talked about this.
Did we?
First feature-length animated film. Go.
Oh, Snow White.
Yeah, there you go.
Duh.
mind you, that was, like, toward the end of the Great Depression, and it opened up to $130 million in today's money.
So, not too shabby.
Not too shabby, especially amidst the Great Depression. He went out, eventually he did a bunch of cartoons, a bunch of movies. He was a patriot. He did propaganda for the army. I think we watched that one where Donald is a Nazi.
Yep. In the period one, they explain menstruation to girls.
Well, that was part of my thing later.
Sorry!
No, you're fine. But eventually he came up with a crazy idea for Disney World, which gave rise to things like animatronics. Disney World was first. He bought the giant block of land in Florida.
I thought Disneyland was first.
Well?
I'm pretty sure because he lived in California, so it makes sense that he did a California one first. And then he was secretly buying up all the land for Florida under different company names.
I think that's true. Dang it, you're right. Well, you win this one. But it gave rise to things like animatronics, and there was a bunch of other parks. oh, Rory, you're too cute.
Tell us what you know.
What do you know about Disney? Nothing. You're too shy now. But in the end, he influenced countless people, including myself. But unfortunately, that fun had to come to an end, right?
Yeah, because he died.
That's what I'm getting at. So this is what I thought you might not know, which is that Walt Disney was a 3-pack-a-day smoker.
Yeah, I knew that.
Dang it!
They had to go back through and edit out a bunch of the cigarettes from mm-hmm. pictures of him, the ones that are on yep. Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah, so just like how the parks will never have two Mickeys out at a time, because they don't want to shatter the illusion, he would never smoke out on the park either.
Good for him.
I know. But in November of 1966, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. You're awfully happy for Walt Disney dying. They removed one lung, but it was too far along at that point, and he supposedly died on December
15th. So he did die.
He supposedly died on December 15th, 1966, at the age of 65. What came next is a complete mystery.
They had a funeral?
Yeah, he wasn't cryogenically frozen. And anyone following along, Rory just smacked Shelby in the face with a pop filter. So he was not cryogenically frozen. I'm sorry.
Or was he?
Well, we just... No, he wasn't.
But how do we know?
Because 2 days after his death, he was cremated.
That's what they say. Who there, really saw that? Who really saw that he got
his
cremated?
His family. Here's actually where the story splits off and why the myth has propagated to this day. At the time, the president of the Cryogenic Society of California, named Bob Nelson, stated that Disney wanted to be frozen, but never put it on paper. The point I'm trying to get is, the president of the company at the time said that Disney missed the boat. Sorry. The first man that was ever frozen with cryogenics was a man named James Bedford, who nearly a month later, on January 12th, 1967, was cryogenically frozen. So... the president even said if Disney was cryogenically frozen, it would have been all over the news. Like, we're not going to hide that. It would have been a huge step in their direction towards cryogenic freezing.
Plus, can you imagine how many people would do that right after Disney? Right. Be like, yeah, well, if Disney would do it, I'm definitely doing it.
On the flip side of this, Disney's daughter, Diane Disney Miller, said that none of this was true, and he just wanted to be cremated. So,
well, you know, whatever's in his will is probably what he wanted. I'm going to go with what's in his will.
The last thing that I wanted to say about it, though, was that tell those people that say the government is hiding a cure for cancer because they like the money or they still believe that Disney is frozen. If it were the case that he was frozen, given the amount of money that Disney's made over the last 50 years, they probably would have funded the cure for cancer.
Dude, seriously, they could have, like... had a whole research team just
exactly.
for him, like just his like strain, like his specific yeah. strain, and then would have done it probably like 20 years ago.
Yeah, if anyone could do it, it's Disney. They have a crap ton of money.
Yeah. Like they probably don't even know what to do with all of their money. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I wish I had just like a tenth of a percent of Disney money and yeah. I would be a very, very happy woman.
So, as far as the rumor goes, no one really knows where it started, but it likely came from Bob Nelson's claims that he wanted to be frozen, and then it just evolved into him actually being frozen from there. There are also two biographies that claim that he was frozen. My daughter's now playing with the door. So there are two biographies out there. One was written in 1986 that say that he was frozen. Despite there being countless evidence and documentation saying that he was cremated and buried. The other, this is a weak point, but most people point to his ability to come up with new technologies and have them developed, like animatronics or the Carousel of Tomorrow at Disney World, like where he just had a bunch of futuristic technology on a giant moving carousel.
Yeah.
And they say that he came up with the technology to be frozen in the first place, which is also not true. Another company was doing it.
Yeah, and if he would have had that technology, then he would have probably been doing it with, like, something in the park. Like, something yeah. in the park would have incorporated that technology.
To anyone out there that thought Disney was frozen, I'm sorry, he's not.
Damn it, man, I really wanted to believe.
I know. But I figured we could take this moment to confirm or deny any other fantastic claims about Disney, the man, the legend. Shall we?
Sure.
Play a game?
Let's bring it. Let's
so,
do it.
True or false, these are coming from Snopes, which is a fact-checking site. They take urban legends and research them and figure out if they're true or not. So, I got a few here. I just say true or false. First one, Disney did not like to include mother figures in movies because he blamed himself for his own mother's death.
Sure, true.
False.
Oh, well.
I thought it was funny. We just saw Moana, and you're like, oh my god, both parents live!
Well, you become a parent, and then it's like super sucky that they cut off all of these parents, because then you go and think about, oh, what's going to happen to my kid when I die? And nobody wants to think about that when they're watching a kid's movie.
That's true. But it had nothing to do with him blaming himself for his mother's death. Here's one that I heard all the time when I was a kid, that the original VHS cover of The Little Mermaid had a phallically shaped tower in the background.
I think that's false. I think it's just an internet thing.
You're correct. It is false. Not true. Next one. Shouting Andy's coming around Toy Story characters at Disney theme parks will cause them to stop and drop.
I've read different things about this. I think they used to do it, and then they had to stop doing it.
That's exactly right. So it is true, technically, until it went viral on Facebook and Twitter and all that, because apparently after this went viral, everyone was doing it, so they're doing it like 50 times a day, and they're like, well, we can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
so,
they have a time schedule. They can't just lay on the ground for 5 hours a day.
Thanks for ruining fun things, everybody. Stop it. Here's one that I also heard and saw evidence for, but I still didn't know if it was true. There is a hidden image of a topless woman in the home video version of Disney's The Rescuers.
False.
Nope. It's true.
What? No way.
Yes, it is. I can show you a clip later. For a single frame. So 1/24th of a second.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Why would they... Why? Some people, I guess.
This one was really fun to read. There is a basketball court at the top of Disneyland's Matterhorn Mountain.
True.
Yep, it is true.
Yeah, they do a bunch of cool stuff for the staff. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I know they do a bunch of cool stuff, but I didn't know they had a basketball court.
No, why not?
Fair enough. They got the money. No one is ever claimed dead on a Disney theme park property.
True.
Nope.
Really? I thought they weren't allowed to... say they were dead.
Nope, they can. And many people have died on Disney rides in the past.
Yeah. Well, I thought they wouldn't allow them because people, would try to die on there. So, their family would get passes or whatever. Yearly passes or lifetime passes or something. So they take their grandma who's had 3 strokes and they, oh, come on, let's go on Space Mountain, grandma! Baby wants lifetime Disney.
That's the dumbest reward, though. My parents died here. I want to come back here whenever I want. No.
Yeah.
Whatever. Some people. I don't know. You already said this one, but Disney produced an animated film called The Story of Menstruation.
True.
Yep.
Which is hilarious, and I kind of want to see it. Not gonna lie.
We'll have to watch it later. I'll post it on the Facebook page or something if it's on YouTube. Marilyn Monroe was the model for Tinkerbell.
False.
Correct. It is false. I don't even think they look that similar. Plus, no. I think she was probably dead. When did Peter Pan come out?
I don't know, but I've seen pictures where they took a model and kind of put her in different poses for Tinkerbell and had big life-size, a big, huge key and stuff to put next to them to see how, she would look with it.
Yeah. Well, they probably did rotoscoping, which is where they film someone and then they draw over it.
AKA, 90% of Snow White.
Yes. And, all of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it looks better with, just the original cartoon on it.
Yeah. A man, this one is hilarious, a man named Harlan Ellison was fired from Disney for joking about an animated porn film.
True?
Yep.
Why would you make that up? So, sure, true.
Well, I didn't make it up.
Well, I mean, somebody would.
Yeah. It's a weird thing just to... who comes up with that?
Yeah.
What about this one? Sort of similar. The dust particles in The Lion King, when Simba lays down, spell out sex.
Well, it's gotta be true since everybody talks about it.
Nope. It's false. If it does spell sex...
It was completely by accident.
Yes.
So they say.
Most people say that they were probably trying to spell out SFX, special effects. Because it was the special effects team working on it, and they like to put little stuff like that in there. But People see what they want to see. That's just how the human brain works. We see
and
patterns.
A lot of human brains are a little sex obsessed.
That's true. last one here. The original Haunted Mansion was shut down shortly after it opened because someone was so scared they had a heart attack.
True.
False.
Oh.
That ride is not scary. Never was scary.
I don't know. We went on it and there was talking heads while you're waiting in line and ghosts.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that was one of the other ones I didn't put on here, but apparently people think that one of those talking heads is Walt Disney, but it's not.
Yeah. Or, like, there's actual real ghosts in Haunted Mansion.
Well, people think that, like, some of the parts of it were made from real dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Not gonna lie, though. If I died and went to go haunt somewhere, why not Disney World? Then you fit right in at Haunted Mansion. Like, why would somebody try to do an exorcism on Haunted Mansion? Yeah. I could just chill out there for a couple centuries.
And it's the happiest place on earth.
Exactly.
So
I'd be a happy dead person.
there's worse ways to go, right? But that's all I got for Disney. You got anything?
I'm going along with what you're doing. I've got a billion things to talk about for Disney, but...
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I want to go back. It's so bad. I want to go to Disney World. We went to Disney World. It was exactly 2 years ago today. Uh-huh. We were just landing our airplane there, mm-hmm. and... I keep having Disney dreams at least twice a week, and mm-hmm. if somebody wants to send anonymous funds to the Wood household for us to go on a Disney cruise or Disneyland or Disney World, I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah, they wouldn't say no.
Yeah, our daughter needs to go to Disney. Right. We're going to save up when she's bigger, but...
Think of the children.
And totally not me and Nick children, no. Like our actual children.
Yeah, not the ones that act 12. All right, Shelby.
All right, Nick.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty okay. I thought I was going to absolutely suck at this, but I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah? You want to be on here more often? I'm just going to kick John off the show, and then you and me can do it.
Well, there you go. Say, John, you suck. You said you don't want to come over our house anymore.
Yeah, it smells like diapers.
Yeah, we just replace you. You act like our house stinks.
That's the funniest thing. Whenever I make a joke about our living conditions, you're like, you make us sound like slobs.
Well, if it was up to just you, look at your office. I don't touch Nick's office, and it is 95% of the time an absolute... pigsty.
I mean, I know where everything's at.
And I clean the rest of the house. And I also have 5 kids 5 days a week. And it still ends up pretty, like, 75% clean.
I'll take it. You're just trying to make me look like a jerk.
Yep.
Fine.
You make me look like a bad homeowner. I'm going to make you look like a jerk. Huh?
I guess. Whatever. The shoe fits. Before we get to a listener question, where can people find us?
On Facebook and Twitter and everything that you can go online and look at up
almost.
People.
I don't know if John put us on Instagram yet, so I don't know if we're on that. But you can find us on...
What about Foursquare? Does people still go on Foursquare?
I don't think so. I'm going to make a bold statement and say nobody uses Foursquare and no one ever used Foursquare.
I don't know. I think at least 3 people did.
Well, then it should have been called Three Square. So if you want to communicate with us and have some conversations that are fun, you can find us on Facebook if you search for Stranger Still. And you can find us on Twitter at Stranger Still. And John's been posting some funny things on there, like I say every time. But I get email notifications from our Stranger Still account. And I'll open it up sometimes and see a tweet that I didn't know John was putting.
At least he's doing something.
Like, what was it the other day? Hang on, I gotta figure out what it was the other day.
If he can't record, at least he could do online stuff while
he's, I know, he's
dealing
such
with
a,
this family stuff.
He's so lazy.
Gosh, why do you have to have family emergencies until we have a family emergency and then he has to come into our house by himself and record?
We'll give him a key. This is what he tweeted the other day, and I just found it because I checked my email. When Doc Brown removes your stitches, does he go back to the suture? Stop it, it's funny. And if you want to help us out, you can leave a review on iTunes or I think even on Google Play, but no one does that because I don't think anyone listens to us on Google Play. Well, it's really hard to find.
I'm
like,
sure One person does. Maybe in the future.
Maybe. I've tried to find it on the podcast or the Google Play app, and it's like impossible to find. So listener question time. Do you want to read it? Hey, Rory, what's our listener question?
What's our listener question? Huh?
All right. Nikki H. asks, why do we call it the Midwest, but not the Mideast?
Okay, so what do you think?
Because when settlers came, they went out west. So it's there the middle go. Of the west.
Well, it's almost right. So back when this phrase was coined, it was like 200 years ago. I almost said 2,000. Definitely not 2,000 years ago. At that time, the westernmost part of the United States was Ohio. So that was the west back then, right?
Wild, wild west.
The wild, wild west. So as the U.S. grew, it became the middle part of the country, obviously. But middle America was Mexico and all those countries down there. So we couldn't call it middle America. So we kept the west, and now it's called the Midwest, which is where we live.
I think it's too late to change it now, so might as well keep it.
I know. Can you imagine the uproar if we tried to change the name of the Midwest?
I don't know. If it's something,
it'd be like Trump got elected or something weird like that.
I know. We're not talking about that.
Well, it's a good thing that would never happen, right?
Not talking about it.
Nope.
We're just going to go right over that.
All
right.
Well, I've got nothing else for this episode. Any last-minute things you want to say?
I don't know. Our daughter's really cute sitting in your lap right now.
Yeah.
She did pretty good.
This is your first podcast. Do you want to say something?
Our daughter is about half asleep right now.
Do you want to say, Dada?
Rory! I love you! You blow kisses?
Can you blow kisses?
Good job! Yay!
You say something? Ah, I just want to grab the pop filter.
You say, da-da.
Da-da. All right.
I'm going to say it's really adorable when I'm, like, randomly listening to your podcast with just, like, me and Rory, and she hears your guys' voice, and she hears the music and starts dancing to the intro music.
I know she did that.
She looks all over for Daddy's voice, aww, and it's pretty adorable.
We got a cute kid. We got lucky.
We did. We got really, really lucky.
Which I think brings us to the end of this episode. I'm still Nick.
I'm still Shelby, as far as I know.
And this has been Stranger Still.